Were you at home for any of that time? Were you in the village for any of the
after
time
the war?
after the war?
Yes, yeah.
Can you tell a bit about those times?
Well, like I said before, the village, they knew they put trust in me. And I was elected as secretary for the village. And then the government higher up state, one day after another, you have to deliver so and so much wheat, you have to deliver so and so much grain, you have to, so and so many cows you'll have to give for the Red Army and sheep. And then one day I said, I'll try something. I'll write and ask the government to take in consideration where that year poor come, to take in consideration the old village, so and so many horses are taken by the Red Cavalry, the army horses, and most of the grain couldn't be harvested. And you know what happened? The third day after I wrote this, they put me in jail.
No, really?
Yeah.
Because of the letter?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And I understand now everybody could write such a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. If you call it bitterest, what would you?
Well, it's a pleading letter, letter.
Yeah. And I had written that in the Russian language, and very polite, very polite. Please take in consideration the obstanovka,
the situation. In your village.
Yeah.
So how long were you kept in jail for that?
Well, I was lucky, 3 days. 3 days, but the first night they shot five men. And you had a feeling, and at least I had such a feeling. We had learned a song in the choir just prior to this happening. So wie ich bin unalliziert, komm ich durch dein Blut her zu dir. I didn't think I would ever get up.
Mm-hmm.
And the 30th Army of the Red Army, they had occupied our village. I came home. My wife, we were married. This was in October, married in May, and she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard that there's something going on upstairs. And our own soldiers, they stood there in our house. They were, and they stole our flour, the last flour we had. And I found it in their sleeping quarters. Our names on this bank. I went to the commandant and he said, so what? That's our bounty.
Your last bit of flour?
Yeah.